This is KUT. Retired Texas teachers are closer to seeing some relief from higher health care deductibles, and current teachers may be seeing more money in the near future. But as KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, some teacher groups are worried the push to help teachers is more political than substantive.
The Texas Senate took steps this week to bridge the gap in the health care funding for the teacher retirement system. Senators also approved a one-time bonus for current teachers, with the amount varying depending on years of service.
Teachers absolutely deserve a bonus, whether it's a one-time bonus or an ongoing bonus. We will take either one.
Monty Exter is a lobbyist for the Association of Texas Professional Educators.
And the TRS care money is certainly appreciated.
Clay Robison, spokesman for the Texas State Teachers Association.
The retirees' health care plan is in bad shape. And the legislature passed a bill in the regular session that basically just significantly raises deductibles that many of them just cannot afford.
But help could be on the way for those retirees if the bill authored by Senator Jane Nelson of Flower Mound makes it through the House.
We will be reducing the premiums for individuals. We're cutting them in half from $3,000 to $1,500, and those with families from $6,000 to $3,000.
And it also includes an interesting way to pay for that cash infusion into TRS.
My intention would be to defer the payment for actually 2 weeks is what it would take. From the last payment of the fiscal year 18-19 biennium, which would be August of 2019, right, to the first month of the 2021 biennium.
Clay Robison calls it an accounting trick.
A form of hocus pocus to delay some Medicaid payments to an already underfunded health care system for low-income Texans to allegedly prop up a health care plan for education retirees.
The gamble by Nelson and the rest of the senators that passed the bill is that by the time the next legislature rolls around, there will be more revenue, mainly from oil tax revenue, to cover that Medicaid cost. The bill originally included a pay raise for teachers, part of the governor and lieutenant governor's new initiatives for the special session. The raise was scrapped, however, because of language that would have forced individual districts to pay for the raise, leaving some to wonder if a raise was just there for political reasons. Monty Exter again.
The same set of senators failed to even hold a committee hearing on a teacher compensation bill during the regular session.
A pay hike for teachers is not dead yet, though. House Bill 24 proposes a raise that would pay for it using the state's rainy day fund. If that language were to pass the House, it would need to be reconciled with the Senate's bill. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.